sector can protect itself from the impact. No geographical region, no economic sector can protect itself from the impact of this global threat. To achieve the future, we seek, all of us, of this global threat. To achieve the future, we seek, all of us, there must be a comprehensive, collective, sustainable global action that gets resort. There must be a comprehensive, collective, sustainable global action that gets resort. The action that we all look for that get a result needed. Jordan is the action that we all look for that get a result needed. Jordan is facing an extraordinary challenge that is unique in its geopolitical settings. Within is facing an extraordinary challenge that is unique in its geopolitical settings. Within the last 8 years, and I see in the room Mr. Andrew Harper, where within the last 8 years, and I see in the room Mr. Andrew Harper, where we started the whole thing, and when we did not start, we helped each other to start the camps in 2012, and we started the whole thing, and when we did not start, we helped each other to start the camps in 2012, and we put tremendous work, and I'm very happy to see him and see Mr. Eagland. Within the last, put tremendous work, and I'm very happy to see him and see Mr. Eagland. Within the last 8 years, the population of Jordan has increased suddenly. We were a small country with 6 million people. Now we are 8 years, the population of Jordan has increased suddenly. We were a small country with 6 million people. Now we are 10 million plus. Due to the influx of refugees fleeing from the conflicts in neighboring 10 million plus. Due to the influx of refugees fleeing from the conflicts in neighboring Syria. We in Jordan share our homes to answer for the challenges of refugees in Syria. We in Jordan share our homes to answer for the challenges of refugees, of refugee crisis. Therefore, we shared our scarce resources. And for the ones who don't know, of refugee crisis. Therefore, we shared our scarce resources. And for the ones who don't know, they don't know, Jordan is the second poorest country in the world when it comes to water. They don't know, Jordan is the second poorest country in the world when it comes to water. Scarce resources with 1.36 million Syrian refugees, Scarce resources with 1.36 million Syrian refugees, Now, this is the debate we always have and the misconception. When you look at records, now, this is the debate we always have and the misconception. When you look at records, and also I will ask Mr. Andrew Harper to help me in this matter. Uh, 667,000 Syrian refugees are registered with UNHCR. The rest of them are 167,000 Syrian refugees are registered with UNHCR. The rest of them are not registered, but they are in Jordan, the 1.36 million. So almost half of the refugees, the Syrian refugees in Jordan, not registered, but they are in Jordan, the 1.36 million. So almost half of the refugees, the Syrian refugees in Jordan, are not registered with the UNHCR. And also, I would like to add that out of the one, are not registered with UNHCR. And also, I would like to add that out of the 1.36 million refugees in Jordan, only 10% of them lives in camps. So about 0.36 million refugees in Jordan, only 10% of them lives in camps. So about around 140,000 in camps. The rest are living in urban areas. Around 140,000 in camps. The rest are living in urban areas. Despite such